But after, Anne thought, why did she never put those burdens down again, like she promised herself she would? Her mother didn't want her to be alone, and her mother didn't want her looking after a man like her father. And where was she, alone, looking after not a man like her father, but actually her feckless father and her sister as well, who seemed to feel none of Anne's pull to give care and take responsibility? Clearly, such things weren't expected of Liz, but they had somehow been expected of Anne. Really, it was so horribly, ironically funny. She could just cry. The weight of every decision seemed to press down on her at once. The weight of her world, as claustrophobic as it had become. She was tired, so tired she could have gratefully sunk to the floor and not gotten up again. Vidya had accused her, after the pumpkin festival fiasco and hotel meltdown, of dressing like her mother, trying too hard to fill her shoes. Anne hadn't realized just how deep the problem went.